Mesechtas Demai, Perek He, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Tarim min ad-demai al demai. If someone takes off truma from demai onto other demai, so we've mentioned in the past, one is not supposed to take off truma from one from demai from one source to exempt produce from demai from another source, because possibly the one he's taking from may already have had Trumas and Maisers taken from it already, and it was already exempt. But if someone went ahead and did it anyways, so what's the result if he went ahead and did it anyways? So if he took off Truma from Demai on other Demai, or Midmai Alavadai, he separated from a pile of Demai Truma on behalf of Vadai, something that's definitely Taval, it definitely did not have Trumas and Maisers taken off of it. So the halacha is, the Mishnah says, Truma, it has truma status, what he separated, v'yavzer v'yitrim, but he has to take off again another portion of truma for what he's coming to exempt, because possibly what he took from was already exempt, and therefore it doesn't work to exempt the other pile that he's taking it off on behalf of, and so he's going to have to take a second time. The Mishnah now says the reverse case, min avadai al demai, if he takes off from something that's vadai tevel, that for sure did not have Trumas and Maisers taken off of it, and he takes it off to exempt another pile that's Demai. So here, Truma, it's considered Truma. V'loy te'achal ad she'etzia la Trumas and Maisers. But he can't, that portion is given to the Kayin as Truma, but the Kayin can't eat from that portion until Trumas and Maisers are taken off from that portion itself. Because this portion was taken from something that was Vadai Tevel, that for sure did not have Trumas and Maisers taken off of it, and possibly it was taken off to exempt a pile of demai that may have already been exempt. And so if it was already exempt, then the truma was not considered truma, and this that he separated now, it's not considered truma, and it's still tevel. And therefore, you need to take off truma semaisers from this thing, because it doesn't really have truma status. So you treat it as truma, you give it to the kain, but the kain needs to take off truma semaisers in order to eat from it. Parak Vav Mishnah Aleph. Hamakabel Sada Miyisrael, someone who receives a field as a sharecropper from Yisrael, from a Jew, or Mina Avikechavim, from a non-Jew idol worshipper, Umina Kusi, from the Kusiim that had a questionable conversion, and they did not take off Trumas and Maisers. And this person is a sharecropper, meaning that he's working on someone else's field, one of these three landowners, and he's dividing the produce that he grows. He takes a percentage. He takes 25 or a third or 50% of the produce. He takes and he divides with the landowner the other percentage. So the Mishnah is discussing regarding splitting up with the owner and having to take off Trumas and Maisers. So the Mishnah says, Yechalak lefneim, the sharecropper can just divide up in front of them and give them the produce, and he does not need to take off Trumas and Maisers, and he can give to the landowner produce that did not have Trumas and Maisers taken off of. Even though, normally, we've seen in the past that one has to take off Trumas and Maisers before giving produce away to other people, so he doesn't cause others to eat produce that didn't have Trumas and Maisers taken off of it. But over here, there's an exception, Chazal, or Mekel, they made it to Kana, that in Eretz Yisrael, in order to ensure that Eretz Yisrael would be cultivated and people would be growing produce, so they were lenient on the sharecropper that they did not require him to take off Trumas and Maisers before splitting the produce with the landowner. The Mishnah continues, HaChaycher Sadim Yisrael, someone who rents a field from a Jew in Eretz Yisrael. So here he's paying a rental fee. It's a flat fee regardless of how much he produces. It's not a percentage of the produce. It's a flat fee. So then, Terim V'Nason Lay, the truma he must take off of. The truma he has to take off because he's not allowed to take the produce out of the threshing floor before taking off truma. So that, the truma he had to take off even before he pays the landowner. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Amosai, when is this true that it's only the truma that he has to take off but not the miser? That he's exempt from taking off miser. He can give the produce from this field that he grew and give it to the landowner as payment for the rental and not have to take off miser. Amosai, when is that so? Bizman shenasan lay me'aisa asada o me'aisa amin. If he pays the landowner, he pays him the rental fees with the produce that grew in the field that he rented from the same species that he had agreed upon with the landowner that he was going to grow in that field. But if he gave him produce from a different field or from a different species, not what he agreed upon to grow, then even the miser he's going to have to take off before paying the rental, paying the landowner. And the Rav gives two reasons, either because this is looked at as just paying off his debts, and if he's paying off his debts, he has to do it with produce that he took off all the trumas and misers before, or possibly he says another reason, because the only time that there was an agreement between them that the landowner agreed to accept produce that miser wasn't taken off of was only if it was specifically what was detailed in their agreement, produce from this field and the specific species that they agreed upon, but otherwise there was no such agreement, since he's going to have to take off not only the truma but even the miser before paying the rental, paying the landowner.